Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at
97.3. 546. What's today, Thursday already?
Dude, what did you do?
What'd I do?
How is it only Thursday?
You said it's already Thursday, and Vinny in the office was like, how is it only Thursday?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, no, I fully feel like this week is just zipping by.
What?
I know. I've been so busy.
I felt like Monday alone was 10 days.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. At least, you know, it's Thursday. We're almost there, Vin.
All right.
That's what I said. Almost.
Almost there.
Almost.
Sheesh. Yeah. Really? It's zipping by for you, huh?
It is. It's going crazy fast.
All right, well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm on a deadline, Vinny.
What's the...
I got to get my bulbs in the ground before the end of October, so I got to get some stuff done.
Are we talking about gardening now?
We are.
Okay.
You know.
What kind of bulbs are we talking about?
Tulips, hyacinth, ranunculus.
Now, are these...
The usuals.
Tulips...
I know tulips.
From... Not Afghanistan. Where'd you go?
Amsterdam.
Right.
Whoa.
That's funny. I don't know if they have tulips in Afghanistan.
Nah, I think their thing's opium. So,
I'm going to put poppies in next year, too, so that'll be good.
Are they from Amsterdam?
They're from Burpee, so I don't know where they originated.
Oh, so you didn't bring any back on your trip?
There's actually only certain ones you can bring back because we live in California.
So yeah, you mentioned that before.
Yeah, there were certain ones that you were cleared for that, but none of the ones I wanted.
So they want the crappy ones back.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we'll take the crap. I don't know. I can't remember what the restrictions were, but there were definitely like there were only certain ones that could be taken out of the country even, I think. I can't remember. But for some reason, I wasn't able to buy a bunch from there. Everything okay?
Your Coke spoon's over here. I don't know why.
That's a staple remover.
What?
Yeah. That's not my... That's a pretty big Coke spoon.
Well, yeah.
I know I had a habit, Vin, but...
your heroin spoon?
Yeah, it's my cooker. It does kind of look like a cooker spoon, doesn't it?
This whole giant thing is just for little teeny staples?
Yeah, you put slide the flat end that's in your left hand underneath the back of the staple, and you pop it up, and then it slides down into the...
You don't wreck your nails.
Into the cup. Into the spoon part.
Huh.
You want to try it?
No. Well, no, I just...
I bet you do. Staple something, Uzi. Bring it in. Let's see if you...
I looked at this and thought, is this what you're...
Oh, it's like a weird open-top pipe?
No, like not smoking. Pipe. You just sniff your... You smell your cocaine right through here.
Oh, you are so strange. Go to... Are we Facebook Living now?
Yeah.
So you can watch Vinny figure out what
you
want
to smell some of my cocaine?
No, I don't like cocaine.
She's gonna staple that, and you're going to take the staple up.
This is unbelievable.
See if you can work it.
Well, sure I can.
Nope, you can't. Oh, did you?
It's right there.
Oh, there it is. Oh. Oh, look at that. It
Why the whole
stuck
spoon
on the
afterward, though?
Maybe for a handle. And then I think sometimes
maybe
they pop.
Maybe flip it.
I think they pop down into the thing. I don't know. Thanks, Yus.
Well, sorry for this sidetrack.
No problem at all.
You want to use it for a Coke spoon? Or
no.
It looks
that's,
like
it's fine.
You could sniff.
That'd be an expensive spoonful of Coke. Vinny, stop pretending you're spoon. Just put it down. Hasn't that thing been floating around in here for like the last 15 years?
Yeah.
And Vinny noticed it today.
Now you just pick it up. I know. It's been in there forever.
Anyway,
I'm sorry that this week is going slowly for you. You've been working hard too, as I understand it.
Yeah.
What's going on over at the homestead?
Nothing. Just did 10 more things yesterday. And
all right.
Like
what?
Was like,
tell us everything.
Let me get into bed. right after Survivor.
Mm.
Did you like it?
I did. You know, I enjoy the show very much.
It's early on. Early days, though, so, you know.
My favorite character is the mongoose. The dude who looks like a rat.
The weird-faced guy.
Yeah, I like him, the mongoose, and the... I don't even have a nickname. I guess maybe the moose. The dude he's with, who's like a surfer, the surfer dude, who's like, I don't know, doing some kind of weird yoga sun salutation. He's such a goofball. Did you notice during tribal council, they didn't let him talk once? They must have asked him questions, and he's so inarticulate that they just cut the answers out.
No, I can't. I don't believe that, because that would be arable.
I don't know.
That guy.
He asked him every other person got two or three questions. Well, and that dude maybe just sat there.
Maybe he had nothing to offer. When they're dumb, they get aired. What was the?
Yeah, that's true. Philip. Oh.
No, Philip for
Philip
sure.
Philip was great. What an eagle!
What did that
was
one
wonderful.
Girl say that? I can't remember. It was like this. It was just a simple word, and she's like, "What? I don't know what that means." You don't remember that?
Was it last year?
A couple years back.
I don't recall that specifically.
How's
sorry
the
to say.
I can see her face too.
Rourke is a non-person right now.
So okay.
She there's so many. There's so many people already getting highlighted on the show, but they, you know, there's so many people right now.
Yeah, which means she's actually doing well.
She's keeping her
lay low.
She, I guess her team hasn't been to Tribal Council yet at all.
Right.
Which is good for her. I can't remember what team she's on. Is she on the Healers, the Helpers,
Healers.
The Heroes?
Yeah.
So the Healers haven't been yet.
We haven't seen much of them.
We haven't. But I'd heard her name in the, as they were contesting, you know, as they were doing their whatever the competition was, she did say, oh, Rourke is in the water for this team or whatever.
Funny, they just had thrown out the Olympic swimmer, and the next contest is a swimming one.
Did they somehow not know that she was an Olympic swimmer?
I don't know. I mean, you can see that.
They as in the team or because the producers know.
No,
oh, the producers
team.
Know, yeah. But the team, they didn't, it was not mentioned at all, other than, I guess, by her name, because right. They'll tell you what they do in real life. But yeah, they threw her off, she was the first one off the show, and she seemed like she had something to offer to a, you know, the ocean competitions.
Hearing the lady from that tribe who had the
special
idol, hearing her reasoning, though, I actually went, oh. That's pretty good.
Yeah. She still got this. There was like a super idol or something. And she decided to go with the team and not use the idol and save this Olympic swimmer lady.
So she stayed low.
Yep.
Plus, she was like, I'll use this. Oh, spoiler alert. Yeah. At a later date.
Yeah. She's like, I could maybe use this as a fake one later. And a lot of times they make fake ones. Like people go to great lengths and make these elaborate fake idols to fool people into not voting for them or whatever. So that's, I actually thought, that is actually a pretty good idea. She might be a smarter cookie than I gave her credit for.
Well, she's already working.
Yep.
She already, like, came alive as soon as she made it past that first bit.
She did. She sort of got her game play going. Yeah, Survivor's
excellent.
It's fantastic.
So good.
Yeah.
You're totally missing out.
Yeah, you're missing out. I don't know what you're doing. You zet.
On the drive-in.
Watching some other crappy show.
Yeah. 101 South is completely shut down past Redwood City.
It's shut down.
What happened?
Is it Whipple?
After Whipple, before Woodside. Yeah, 101 Southbound. Injury accident.
Is that
the
what they're
CHP
saying?
The CHP officer was involved, so they're speculating that that's why the investigation is taking so long. People were already taken to the hospitals. They're just doing the investigation.
Right.
As of 10 minutes ago, it was still shut down. And they're telling people to get off, let's say, Whipple, and then take Veterans all the way south. Just one exit, and you can hop right back on right there at Woodside and 84 to go southbound. Some people are taking El Camino.
Let's update that here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gnarly.
So were you seeing all the lights?
So I saw what I saw was the lack of lights. Mm. The freeway on that side was black, and I went...
And then suddenly...
I realized that, wow, that's why aren't there any cars? And then I saw the police car lights.
Yeah.
But I actually saw one guy sitting in a car on the side of the road. And went, it seemed to me like some kind of, something dangerous.
Police
I don't
activity,
know what.
Yeah.
Some kind of weapon, bomb, drugs, whatever.
Right.
But if you're saying it was an accident, then okay.
Injury accident. Mm-hmm.
then maybe that guy was part of it or a witness or something, right, and just hadn't pulled out yet.
Right.
But so 101 South, everyone, if you're getting up and headed that direction, mm-hmm, in on the peninsula, crunch.
Mm. Well, hopefully they'll get it cleared away pretty soon.
Yeah. It happened, I don't know, 3 a.m. hour?
Mm. Yuck. Well, I wish we still did traffic reports. We'd have one coming up for you.
Isn't it weird?
It's really
so
weird.
So weird.
It's weird to not do
we
traffic.
We don't do traffic.
I know.
And then
I get that we're not like the place that we, you know, people go for their traffic and everyone has it in their hand now. But I'd rather not have them on their phones and looking at traffic. I'd rather say, hey, here's the hot spot.
I'd rather they not switch to another station to find that traffic.
Yeah. By the way, did you see the ratings?
No.
Did you get an email?
From my agent.
More clicks.
I was going to say
your agent passed away.
I know. Did he send you an email
from heaven?
My agent's
company. Yeah, he sent me my final email.
Yeah.
Thing.
No, hopefully we'll get something today.
I'm sure you will.
All right. Excellent.
Thank you for listening.
Can you forward that to us?
Oh, I deleted it, but yeah, I'll see if it's in my trash.
Delete that.
Well, I wrote back.
Since when do you delete stuff?
I know.
I delete everything.
What?
Hold on. Maybe it's in my...
You're like the chick who... You keep those emails from porn sites. You're like, oh, look, Vanessa
hey,
wants
sexy.
To meet me. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've been getting so many of those.
You do?
Yeah. It goes to my junk email, Gmail.
Oh,
but still. Well, yeah, send it to us.
Whatever.
But Hooman, the last couple days, can I delete that? Can I delete that? So, Hooman, is that what you do regularly, is just go through your stuff and delete it immediately?
You know, I'll hold on to it until I feel like...
You don't need it anymore.
Well, I don't need it anymore. Yeah, you know.
I don't hold on to anything. Nothing.
To me, that's just like... certain things I hold on to just in case.
I've heard the people who say, I've got emails back to 2007. Okay, that's great.
The
but
first
that's,
email ever.
To me, that's garbage. That's just the papers piled up on your desk. It's the equivalent of just crap you'll never... It's junk.
I mean, my stuff... Not my... Well... Look at my phone. There's 16,000 emails on my Gmail. But my work email, you know, I keep stuff because you never know.
Well, so that's cool.
Well, certain
things
I'll put in a save folder, but like that's just a, you know, simple correspondence.
But you even save your text messages.
Well, I don't save them. I just don't delete them.
Right.
Yeah. I like that because then when I go to send someone a new message, I can see the last thing we talked about. And all the time, I'm so bad. Like, so many times I'll be like, oh, I need to text this person. I type their name in and I see something that I didn't respond to that I, you know how when you can't respond right away to a text message, you go, oh, I'll get back to that. And then it just goes further and further and further down the list and you totally forget about it. And you're like, okay, let me start by apologizing for not responding to our last thread.
You just reminded me I didn't get back to someone yesterday.
I'm telling you, it's the worst. I feel really bad about it.
It's so funny. My brother writes me, hey, I need your social security number, please. I'm like, Jan.
So, hello. What,
I love
you.
Does
he work for Experian now?
No.
Yeah. Why would he need that?
I have no idea, but I just remembered that I looked at that and went absolutely not in my head and didn't even write back.
Right.
What do you need that for?
Yeah. Because no.
Yeah, weird question to ask me of all the things.
That is a weird question.
Well, I'm fixing to steal your identity.
Yeah. Mine's kind of trash, so I thought I'd take yours. We look alike.
No, the answer is absolutely not.
Not at all. I sent you the email.
Okay, I just ran down a case.
Look at the number
right
on
now.
It. It's good. Oh, about the backup?
It was open a few minutes ago.
Oh, great.
So all
lanes, good.
Southbound 101, Redwood City, all open.
Whew. Whew. And there's your traffic. See, we do traffic.
Oh, Jamie like moved away too. On top of not working here anymore, I don't even think she works at all.
I don't know.
I haven't talked to her. I only know from her Instagram, but they moved. And you know what they did?
What'd they do?
They pulled the move. I've been reading articles in the paper and laughing as Sacramento has become the new escape for people from the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
They find it affordable and are finding their way up that direction because they can buy, you know, get a home. That's where they went.
Yeah.
Someplace north of, well, I don't want to say. I probably shouldn't say.
Well, I believe her husband got a job out there.
Oh, good.
So that was
good for him.
The reason to move out there. And I know they were selling their house here.
Right.
Yeah. You know, her family lives in Vacaville. They have a home in Tahoe.
So. Her family?
Yeah. And yeah. Jamie can get a job in Sacramento, no problem.
Sure.
Doesn't seem
if
like
she
she's
wants,
even tried.
She wants,
yeah.
Yeah.
She seems to be just running and having yeah. fun.
She's got two little kids, you know?
Yeah. Take some time off.
Sure.
Been working all this time.
That's what I'd do.
Oh, me too.
What job?
Yeah.
I don't need one.
I would love to have a what job. What job? I was talking to, oh my God. So remember yesterday about this time we were having a conversation about Richards being nicknamed Dick?
Huh?
Richards yeah. being nicknamed
Dick. Oh, did
Dick.
You talk to Richard?
I talked to Richard. So he went back and he'd watched the Facebook Live. I guess that's...
Dick part two, everyone.
Yeah, Dick part two. So yesterday the big joke was because he calls my husband Chumley, like that's his nickname for him.
Chumley?
Chumley. I think it's from some cartoon. I don't really
Chumley
know.
Chumley is from a cartoon. I want to say Chumley was a penguin. Was Chumley a penguin?
That sounds
or
right.
Or a walrus?
Maybe a walrus.
Oh,
yeah,
that does Chumley. Sound right. Yeah, but anyway, so for years, that's
but
he's always called him.
That pawn stars, there's a Chumley on there.
Oh, there's
there.
A Chumley
he's
on
a
there?
He's a big doof, yeah.
Oh, it's fine. From Tennessee Tuxedo.
Yeah, Tennessee Tuxedo.
And yes, he is a walrus.
He's a walrus. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Orange tie.
Ding, ding.
And a small hat.
Yeah, so that's, I don't know why, but he's always called John Chumley. And so yesterday we were talking about how, you know, at some point we might have to work for Richard. You know, because we, as we're sitting there working with Richard. And so I go, yeah, we'll call it Dick and Chumley's Construction Company. And then that was like the big joke all day. Hey, look.
What did he say about the Dick,
Dick
thing?
And, like, he said, no, I guess like some kids when he was little would torture him with Dick. But uh-huh. for the most part, he's just always been Richard. I think,
yeah.
can't remember exactly. But for sure, at some point, someone had.
I don't remember ever actually watching Tennessee Tuxedo.
We must have, though.
There
been.
It is. He's
I
a penguin and Chumley
you
is
had
a...
to have if you pulled the walrus.
I guess.
That's pretty yeah. funny. I didn't know what it was from at all.
I couldn't tell you one thing. I couldn't pick their voices out of a lineup.
Do
I don't
they,
think.
Is there like a theme song coming up on your
oh,
iPad
let me see.
There?
Huh.
Oh.
Tennessee
Tuxedo. Oh, it had one?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know it?
That's all I remember. I can't remember if you played it. I could maybe remember.
Yell for
something.
Bryn can pill it up in 13 seconds
He's
flat.
Busy
Tennessee
doing a
Tuxedo
things.
Song. There it is. I got it.
Oh, play it real quick.
Can't
and, then,
possibly.
And then we have to play our song.
Yeah, I mean, we're in no rush. I mean, you know, today's going to be a super fun show. We have Scott Capurro coming in.
Oh, let's...
Oh.
I wouldn't
I'm
remember the words. All I remember
nothing.
Is Tennessee Tuxedo.
I don't have anything for this either.
That's funny. It straight rings no bell. And yet, you certainly have heard the name.
Let me see
and
if I can get his
walrus.
Voice. Let me see something.
All right, Bobo, put all the money in this box, or we're playing out of tune on
this
the
isn't
violin.
Him yet.
Right.
It's a bank robbery,
okay,
everyone.
So let's get out of here.
I love the soundtrack. Cartoons,
it's
man, they're the best.
They are the best.
Oh, they hopped in a plane uh-oh. Right there on the street.
Oh, they can fly?
Yeah, Rocky, and nothing can go wrong now.
But later, yeah. high over Lost Valley, something did go wrong.
Oh.
The plane made a sharp turn and...
Oh, come on, where's Tennessee?
Uh-oh.
You jake! You turn so sharp, the money box fell out.
The money box fell out.
Says Don Adams, a.k.a. Get Smart, was the voice of Tennessee Tuxedo.
Oh.
That money is gone for sure. Oh, no. I'm getting that money back.
Those are bad guy voices.
How long are we going to have to wait to see this guy? Hold on. Oh, here we go.
Oh, here. All right.
Just listen to this ad.
Oh, that's
Don.
That's him.
Big pay, short hours, apply Rocky Maninoff, Hood Apartments. The perfect job for us.
That's Tennessee.
Okay.
Let's get dressed and sneak out of here.
Yeah, that's definitely Get Smart.
That's
dude.
There you go.
So funny. All right.
We got to the bottom of
what
that
a
one.
Weird thing. Anyway, Dick and Chumley's Construction Company. That's going to be the new big thing. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We will be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.